Now here is Alison with a variety of local news stories.
The Norfolk County Council's decision on next year's council tax was made this week. The council came into criticism not only for the cuts that are being made, but also for over-expenditure on consultants and for the impact they're having on charities. In addition, the council is campaigning to stop middle-aged men from excessive drinking. There was better news from Carrow Road, where Norwich City made a big win. Phil will start by telling us what to expect in next year's council tax bills.
Council tax bills for people in Norfolk will go up by 4.99%, whilst £42 million of cuts and savings will go ahead after County Hall agreed its budget. Conservative-controlled Norfolk County Council voted to increase its share of the council tax by the maximum possible without a referendum, adding almost £80 a year to Band D property. The agreed £528 million net budget, an increase on last year, will also see £42 million of cuts and savings made at County Hall, with Council Leader Kay Mason-Billig saying difficult choices had to be made. While consultation on a number of those proposals continues and final decisions are due in the months ahead, council leaders have been made clear that if they are not made, savings will need to be found elsewhere.
Council leaders are under pressure to explain why they spent almost £2 million on management consultants after their cost-cutting measures fell short of targets, with some of them now reversed altogether. Norfolk County Council had hoped the experts from PA Consulting would identify ways for it to reduce spending by up to £20 million a year. But after just 1 year, the authority ended its arrangement with the firm, with critics saying the savings have been significantly lower than promised and that some of them have since been reversed. The council's finances remain extremely stretched, and next week it is due to agree to a raft of £45 million worth of cuts and savings as part of its budget for next year. The proposed measures include shutting recycling centres once a week and making people with disabilities pay more for their care. Opposition councillors have questioned the £1.9 million spent on the consultants and claim they have seen no evidence of what they achieved.
People in Norfolk could slide into poverty or lose their homes because of a lifeline fund which has helped tens of thousands looks likely to end, worried charity bosses have warned. More than £30 million from the government's Household Support Fund has been used in Norfolk since 2021, with Norfolk County Council providing more than 620,000 awards of support for struggling families. Set up in the aftermath of the COVID pandemic and continued during the cost of living crisis, it's been used to give cash grants or vouchers to help people with energy, food and other essentials. It also pays for food vouchers during the holidays for children eligible for free school meals and contributes towards softening the impact of unexpected costs, such as replacing broken boilers for low-income households. But the fund is due to end on March the 31st, with government ministers yet to confirm whether it will be extended into 2024-25, leading to a warning more families will slide into poverty or lose their homes. The chiefs of 10 Norfolk charities have written to Chancellor Jeremy Hunt, Mel Stride, the Secretary of State for Work and Pensions, and Norfolk's MPs, urging them to continue the scheme.
County Hall has unveiled a £20,000 campaign to discourage middle-aged men from excess drinking. The Norfolk County Council scheme will highlight the health risks around alcohol and will particularly focus on getting men over 40 to cut down on the amount they drink. It comes at a time when the Conservative-controlled council is set to agree to millions of pounds worth of cuts and savings, as well as put up council tax. The hardest hit by the cuts are expected to be disabled people who are going to have to pay more for their care. The council is also planning to close recycling centres one day a week and introduce booking slots for anyone wishing to visit. Public health bosses at County Hall, however, have raised concerns about the number of men in Norfolk drinking more than the recommended amount of 14 units a week. UK Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty says there is no completely safe level of drinking, but keeping weekly consumption to under 14 units reduces alcohol-related health risks. The Conservative-controlled council's campaign aims to get that message across to the more than 185,000 people in Norfolk drinking above the recommended weekly unit level and the 96,000 who binge drink.
The moment David Wagner stepped off the team bus as it rolled in behind the city stand, this felt different. "David, take us to Wembley," was one of the positive chants from the home fans, waiting to greet their side as he disembarked. A world away from the toxicity that unfolded early in the second half of the previous Watford game, stoked by Wagner's right of reply in his post-match media. The German conceded his words may have had too much sting when he appeared the next time in public, but the intervening days appear to have had a galvanising rather than a corrosive effect. It took 15 minutes in before chants of "David Wagner's Yellow Army" rippled round the stadium. Even Cardiff, taking a lead, totally against the run of play, did nothing to dent the unity or dim the urge for all those in attendance to rally behind the same cause. Once Josh Sargent levelled the result, was never in doubt. Those fans who trooped away after Watford with a strange conflicted sense from watching their team win, but the head coach booed, will have left Carrow Road on this occasion, counting the days, maybe the hours, before they could do it all again. Wagner was applauded, along with his players and coaching staff, as they rightly took the acclaim at the final whistle. If a week is a long time in politics, it's a chasm in this championship tour for Norwich.